screw up the timing?
No, I mean, of course that's fine. It's totally fine. Did Marissa describe to you, like, we don't edit these. They're what we call live on tape, but totally whatever, you need. But just so you understand that, it's all good.
That works.
You're going to be great. Really? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Technology that picks up shots fired in Milwaukee is under the microscope. It's called ShotSpotter, and it captures the sound of gunfire with microphone sensors located on mostly the north and, to a lesser degree, the south sides of the city. These are predominantly Black and Hispanic neighborhoods. The gunshot detection system alerts police to the location for response. Wired magazine recently leaked the location of the audio sensors, which are accompanied in Milwaukee by pole cameras for remote surveillance. Last year, there were more than 14,000 ShotSpotter activations in the city. Across the country, some 84 cities use the technology, where nearly 70% of the people who live in those neighborhoods are Black or Hispanic. This is what our next guest calls the over-surveillance of the most heavily marginalized communities in the country. John McCrae Jones is a policy analyst with the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin. And John, thanks very much for being here.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. So you call it dystopian that there are over 25,000 microphones in communities nationwide. How so?
I think that this is going, not missing the forest for the trees. I think that this paints the picture of the larger surveillance network that are being built in local law enforcement inside cities around the country. I mean, just inside Milwaukee, we have the ShotSpotters that we're going to talk about. We have Stingray cell site simulators. We have automated license plate readers. We have private cameras that are going to be accessible to the Milwaukee Police Department. We have drones being proposed as a way of surveilling communities. And I think when you start layering these things on top of each other, you paint this 1984 dystopian nightmare that I would like to talk to you about.
So does the use of ShotSpotter and these other technologies result in over-policing then of marginalized neighborhoods in your mind?
100%. I think there's going to be a narrative push that the reason why ShotSpotters is put in the location that they are is because these communities experience the largest amount of gun violence. The problem with this narrative is that multiple studies have proved that ShotSpotters doesn't actually reduce gun violence. There's a 2021 report out of Northwestern that talks about how 86% of ShotSpotters alert does not lead to any report of a crime at all. And there's a 10-year study out of St. Louis that says that ShotSpotters does not A, reduce crime, and B, does not improve police times. So the problem is that not only is this a waste of taxpayer resource by sending cops into these neighborhoods and there's nothing that they can do to reduce gun violence, but the second problem is that you're sending these officers who are expecting to encounter someone with a gun into Black and brown communities that are already over-policed and already have a rocky relationship with law enforcement, and you're just creating a recipe for a disaster.
Meanwhile, the manufacturer of the ShotSpotter technology says it provides intelligence that allows police to coordinate safe, efficient, and equitable responses that require fewer resources in a way that builds community trust. What's your response to that?
I mean, that's great, but the independent research doesn't back that up. And I think that's why we need data out of Milwaukee to know if the privacy that we're trading to law enforcement and trading to these private companies actually leads to safer communities for the people being over-policed and surveilled by ShotSpotter.
So another question, what do you think of the fact that police, in my understanding, are allowed to use ShotSpotter calls to generate probable cause to search someone nearby?
That goes back to the over-policing. The fact that some unlucky person who's walking around at night, who happens to just to be in the vicinity of a ShotSpotter alert, now has probable charge to be stopped and frisked, is kind of dystopian. I mean, the idea that you're walking through your community and just because some technology that, again, going back to the 2021 Northwestern study, there was over 40,000 dead end deployments in the city of Chicago in a 2-year span. So this unreliable technology sends out an alert, police are sent to your community, and now you're stopped and frisked just because you're walking alone at night inside the vicinity.
So would the ACLU like to get rid of the use of ShotSpotter in Milwaukee altogether?
It's easy for us to say yes. It's easy for us to say that all these surveillance technologies, going back to automated license plate readers, private cameras being integrated into law enforcement, drones and facial recognition should be banned. It's also very easy for law enforcement to say, hey, these technologies are worth the squeeze and worth the resources that we're pouring into it. What I want to propose is a community control over police surveillance ordinance, also known as CCOPS. These ordinances are being passed in cities around the country, and they do two things. So first, any technology that law enforcement wants to use has to have a city council hearing or whatever is the legislative body to approve that technology. And what that does is it allows the community to come in and have input to their elected officials and say, hey, we want this technology in our neighborhoods, or no, I don't feel comfortable with automated license plate readers tracking everywhere my car goes, or no, I don't feel comfortable with microphones being stationed in my community. And then the second thing that CCOPS ordinance does is that every year law enforcement has to publish an annual report that goes to the city that one, talks about the financial strain that these technologies are costing communities, and two, they tell us the data on are these technologies actually making communities safer? And I think that's the most important aspect, because we don't know if ShotSpotter works in Milwaukee. We spent millions of dollars over the past decade, and homicides have risen and fallen in the city. So that knowing that the privacy that we're trading is actually leading to some type of benefit to the community is something that's worth investing on.
Is the city responsive to your calls for these kinds of ordinances?
We're starting the campaign now, calling for the ordinance, and we're calling on the city now to be responsive after this leak, showing this disproportionate surveillance on Black and Brown communities.
All right. Well, John McCray Jones, thanks very much. I don't know what you're talking about. You were great. You didn't seem nervous at all. I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. Oh. I'm like absolutely sweating right now.
You don't show it. You look cool as a cucumber. And also, whatever you were talking about, you were great. No, it was really good. And
no,
super informative.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for, I guess, walking me through this. This was
It
was nerve-wracking, but a good experience.
Good, good. Well, we'll follow this. It'll be interesting to see about that ordinance.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
So all you guys need from me. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Okay.
All right, you have a nice one.
You too.
That'll be great. Thank you so much. All right. You too.